Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
y'all ready,
me
man,
on
the
Twitter.
Social network.
Hit me up on Facebook
get it.
And follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow
we
me on Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers
hit
after this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me
they
on Twitter.
Ain't no excuse.
Hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter.
I want y'all to add
hit
me.
Yeah. On Facebook. Yeah.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs save time and money through tips and strategies. I am your host, Sean Heineman, and you can find my website at kairosocial.com. How is everyone doing today? I am super excited about today's podcast because we're going to discuss how to work with brands with none other than Melanie Berger. Melanie is... Oh, I had a chance to connect with her and we finally got a chance to get this blab going. And there's so much more to this story, but we won't go into detail. Let me first of all just tell you a little bit about Melanie. Melanie is a no holds bar blogger and social media influencer. She is the creator of Melanie Guidelines, which is a lifestyle blog with a snarky twist. In addition to writing about relationships, Melanie has proven herself as a trusted brand ambassador and social media influencer. And she has more than 100,000 followers on her social media channels. I mean, she's doing it big. She has worked with Cox Communication, Bud Light Lime, American Express, Disney, Overstock, USA Networks, Microsoft, the NFL, the list goes on and on and on. Melanie, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing wonderful. I just want to thank you for your patience. First of all, scheduling this blab. Secondly, this is our try two. So now we've got it under control. And we have to thank Melissa and JP for helping us do this. And if you guys do blabs, you got to be on Chrome. You got to need a microphone. And it's okay to get it wrong the first time because we're all just learning in this world, which I love. And I love that about the internet. And I love the fact that I've got good friends, even though sometimes I've never met you in person. But I met you, Sean. Remember, we met at that hotel.
Yes.
Well, that sounds kind of dirty. Not like that. But we met
at that hotel. Like that.
So, yes, I met you.
Like you just said that on blab in front of the whole world.
I did. Well, we lost the whole world, unfortunately, because we're doing it again. But anyway, thank you. You guys are joining us again. And that's right. That's me. I am Melanie. And you can't forget the almost 7,000 followers that my dog, Teddy Bruschi, has, too, to add on top to that. It's impressive.
Bruschi has 7,000 followers.
Yeah.
He's a little dog. Teddy has 7,000 followers.
Teddy Bruschi on this new app got 133,000 votes in 3 days. Okay? It's insane. I mean, the dog market is a big market, and it's, you know, marketing 101. People always ask me about that, and I love dogs, and my dog's really cute. He's got a great name, and... You know, when you look at, say, Super Bowl commercials, it was always puppies or babies, and that sells. So I was like, you know, first people were like, you know, why do you post so many pictures of your dog? So then I started an Instagram account for him, and now more people that I know, even my friends, follow him and don't follow me, and I'm not kidding you. I'm like, okay, I see where your loyalty lies, but it's okay. We're all on the same team. Yep.
That is funny. Is Teddy Bruschi, where did that name come from? Did it come from the linebacker for the Patriots?
Yes, but he was a Wildcat. He went to the University of Arizona prior to that.
That's right.
And Teddy, when he was younger, he had like a completely black and brown face, but Havanese change colors all the time, and I didn't know that. So he looked like a teddy bear, and my mom's like, you should call him Teddy Bruschi. I'm like, cool, but I want to spell it different, so I spelled it B-R-E-W-S-K-I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I did grow up with Tom Brady. I played softball with his sister because he liked softball then too. This was a funny joke that I had on my Twitter, but yeah, that was, you know, whatever. But yeah, so I have a little bit of a connection with the Patriots, a little bit, but more so a Wildcat, that's for sure.
That's right. Desert Swarm. I remember that team.
Yes.
Desert Swarm. Yes.
I love
football. We could talk about this all day, but we're going to talk about brands.
Okay. We'll talk about brands, football, NFL. Did you see the TV? Did you see the movie Concussion with Will Smith?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you got to see it.
Okay.
You gotta see it. I mean, it's a great example of what brands do and sometimes what they shouldn't do. And it's an amazing true story. I recommend it highly, but we'll talk about other brands right now.
course. Melanie, let everyone know who you are and a little bit more about what you do.
Okay. I'm Melanie Berger, and I am a lifestyle blogger for melaniesguidelines.com, and it's MelaniesGuidelines.com. And I started out as a dating blogger, which I think that's actually how we met. I feel like maybe through some of the chats. And then I knew that I didn't want to just be a dating blogger, and I had a lot more interests, and I wasn't one-dimensional, and neither are my followers or people that were reading my blog. So I decided that I wanted to start to work with brands and kind of explore that. And a few years ago, the lifestyle blogging thing wasn't as, you know, big as it is right now. Now it's a very competitive space. But so I work as a social media influencer and as a blogger. But I feel like, you know, the two kind of go hand in hand. But I feel like also with that said, there's a lot of people that go on my social media sites that have never been to my blog. They'll follow me on Instagram just because they like my pictures. Or they're following me on Twitter because I am snarky and I can tell it like it is. And my mom doesn't use Twitter as much, so I can be a little bit more edgy on that site or Facebook, you know, and then they've never been to my blog. So they're one and the same, but they're really not, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Totally, totally. So yeah. What are your two favorite social media platforms then?
Okay, so I love Instagram, which I didn't start really using until last year. After there was a question here, I'm actually on the advisory board at the University of Arizona, and I teach social media because they offer social media majors now, which is awesome. Mm. So I teach to, you know, 18 to 21-year-olds because I know that they are so much information for me. I can only learn from them. And they saw my Twitter and my Facebook success, and they're like, well, why aren't you on Instagram? So a year ago, I was like, why am I not on Instagram? So then I started kind of focusing getting on Instagram. So I really like Instagram, and I love video. I love doing YouTube because I can kind of edit myself. I just can't ever find the time to sit down and do all that stuff. But I love Twitter because I can be really snarky, which is my thing. Yeah.
Yes, I love Twitter. That's my favorite social media platform, Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. Why? I like Google Plus, too. I'm a big Google Plus user.
Why? I have it. I don't get it. That's what's cool, though, right? So we can each like all of our own different channels.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand why. I mean, I'm on it, too. I don't really use it as much. Mm-hmm. But people that love Google Plus love Google Plus.
Yeah, they are committed. It's where I get a lot of leads for. Like, you know, emails and stuff like that. Anyway, what book on social media or entrepreneurship would you advise people to read?
So I you know, that's really funny. When I started my blog, you know, I went to Barnes & Noble, which I don't even know if they still exist. I hope they do.
They do?
They do? Okay, good. Mm. Books are important. Kids should read. And, you know, I got a book called Blogging for Dummies, and I got about 15 to 20 pages into it, and then I put it down, and I just kind of dove into teaching myself how to blog. Because with that said, I think social media changes so much that as soon as a book gets to print, some of that stuff is totally outdated already. So, you know, like I always say, I mean, people don't love to read. That's why, you know, platforms like Blab are so successful. And, you know, you can actually see like nonverbals and learn a lot more about what's going on with people and get their personality through video or through just, you know, podcasts in general. So, you know, books, I like books. They're good. But if I want to read a book, I'm probably going to read it about some rock star and some event that has nothing to do with social media. I know that's probably not the answer you wanted, but social media changes too much for books to actually, you know, last that long in most cases, because like you said, there's an algorithm that changes on Facebook every, you know, 23 hours, not yeah. So much, but you know, so you got to try to keep up with all that stuff.
That's true. There is a good book. It's kind of social media related, though, but I love it by Seth Godin. It's called The Dip.
Yeah, I dip, you dip, we dip.
I dip, you dip.
We dip, yeah.
It is so good.
Isn't it?
Oh, that's a good one, Melanie. I haven't heard that song in years.
I know, it's a good one. I can crack myself up in a box, so that's kind of why I started my vlog. I'm happy you can appreciate that. What's it about? I'm sure that person's not going to be happy